The following is another high school sports presentation of Platte River Radio. The Breeze 94.5 presents high school volleyball.
Middle attack that time by Peterson all the way back to the stage. Brannigan makes a nice run down of it, and Meyer passes it across. Outside Bauer. She's blocked up front. Ace block. On the block, Meyer and Hahn. Tracy Meyer and Lindsay Hahn were both there, and Shelton leads it by a score of 9-7.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Twin Valley Conference Championship at Blue Hill. High school volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 is brought to you by the Breeze Sports Club.
Set over that time by Maggie Coffey. Kennesaw runs it down and gets it over to Atwater. Here's the set for Overy on the outside. She'll drive it over. Uden with the dig. Set across there by Mack. Picked up by Blue Hill. Overset. Joust at the net, and it's tipped down by the Bobcats. Kumke will get her fifth kill.
Up first, the consolation match features a battle between Blue Hill and Kennesaw. The 2011 title game has defending champion Lawrence Nelson battling Shelton. It's the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Blue Hill with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good to be with you here on The Breeze, 94.5, and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com as we bring you the championships of the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament. Up first, our consolation match between Kennesaw and Blue Hill. And let's take a look at the starting lineups here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. First off, for the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils, their rotation will go like this. Number 9 is a 5'4" junior, Kelly Mack. Number 7 is a 5'5" senior, Rebecca Uden. Number 11, 5'7" senior, is Megan Blackford. Number 1 is a 5'3" senior, Cheyenne Bitfield. Number 12 is a 5'10" senior, Taylor Bitfield. And number 13 is a 5'6" senior, and Michaela Nelson. The libero is number 36, a 5'3" senior, Bree Burling. Head coach of the Blue Devils is Christian Cruz. They are 13-10 on the season, and in Saturday's quarterfinal matchup, they were a winner over Silver Lake and then were defeated in straight sets by Lawrence Nelson. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, they'll go with number 14, a 5'7" senior, Caitlin Kumke. Number 12, a 5'9" senior, Rachel Raymond. Number 4, a 5'4" freshman center, that's Courtney Allen. Number 16 is a 5'9" senior, Jordan Atwater. Number 25, 5'10" senior, Lauren Raymond. And number 1, a 5'9" sophomore, Macy Coffey. No libero for Blue Hill. Their head coach, Christy Allen, Twyla Nehans. They are 17-7 on the season, but still ranked in the top 10 in Class C2. They're number 9 in the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star. Number 6 in NebraskaVolleyball.com. Now, again, those rankings came out last Tuesday, so Blue Hill did have their long winning streak snap in that time. That was by Shelton in the semifinals. Their only loss in their last 10 games before that was against state-rated Sandy Creek. They've lost to Lawrence Nelson. They've lost to Shelton, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Wood River, all state-rated teams when they've went up in class a little bit. So Blue Hill, a very solid ball club, and they are 17-7 on the season. That's a look at the starting lineups. Our second matchup tonight, of course, will be the championship. The defending champs from Lawrence Nelson will be taking on Shelton, and Shelton swept Lawrence Nelson earlier this season. Lawrence Nelson has been on quite a run here over their last 12 games as well. The top four seeds advanced onto the semifinals, where Lawrence Nelson swept Kennesaw and Blue Hill was edged out by Shelton in 5 sets. Should be some good volleyball tonight, and we're looking forward to bringing it all to you here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. You've got Blue Hill in C2. You've got the Kennesaw Blue Devils, of course. Solid volleyball team in D1. Also, you've got Lawrence Nelson, the defending D2 state champions, and Shelton, a C2 ball club. This is the first meeting of the year between Blue Hill and Kennesaw. They will play again next Tuesday in their regular season matchup as part of a triangular over at Axel. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back at the start of our match right after this.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. With the corn traits like AgriSure Viptara, herbicide-tolerant hybrids, NK soybeans, and a 9% cash discount until November 15th, Golden Harvest seed will help your bottom line for 2012. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah. Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Must be a big match. Brad and Joe Schwartz are doing the officiating here tonight for the Twin Valley Conference Consolation and Championship. And, of course, here it is the best of five in Blue Hill. A pair of teams that use blue uniforms for Blue Hill and Kennesaw, both blue with the white trim. That ought to keep it interesting tonight as Blue Hill will go from left to right, Kennesaw from right to left. And, again, here in the Twin Valley Conference, they play the best out of five sets. So we'll see how these two teams match up here this evening, and then will Lawrence Nelson get some revenge on Shelton, or can Shelton capture the Twin Valley Conference Championship, slated to start around 7:30 or 20 minutes at the conclusion of this match, should it go more than three or four sets here tonight. So we are about ready to get this match underway. Glad to have you along with us as it's our first look at these two teams on the season, and it should be an interesting matchup. Taking a look at some of the stats for these two ball clubs here, you've got some very, very solid players on both teams. Jordan Atwater leading Blue Hill as an attacker. And for Kennesaw, very balanced with all of these seniors back. And they are led by Rebecca Uden. Blue Hill will serve it away to get things going. And Kennesaw will go with a middle attack that is picked up there and pass back towards the front row. Blue Hill just a standing flank across that the libero Burling has. And we are underway with a good rally here to start the match. Blue Hill sets to the outside. The attack blocked up front there by Uden. It's dug out. Megan Blackford was in on that. And then maybe a little graze of the net that was not called. And Kennesaw will return it over. So we've had a good rally here on the opening point of the match. And it's knocked back over. Overpass out of bounds will give Blue Hill the first point. And that's Jordan Atwater stepping up, getting the kill. 1-0. The first server, of course, as we said in the opening lineup, Caitlin Kumpke in there for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Serve is across, right down the middle it goes to Taylor Bitfield. Left side attack blocked, and it's in. Ace blocked by Blue Hill, and give that one to Rachel Raymond. Barely caught the tape, but that's all it needs to do, and it is 2-0. Kumpke now to serve it away, trying to get him off to a 3-0 start here. Strong serve is going to be an ace serve. Ace serve as it rattle off the basketball standards here that do not go up to the roof. So those could come in play. Kumpke looking for a 4-0 start here at home. And this one is going to be handled by Burling. Going to go with a back row attack here. Punched across by Bitfield. Run down by Blue Hill. And they will pass it across. Kennesaw sets to the outside. Blue Devils over the double block that time for Rebecca Uden. Quickly pass back over. Uden was ready for it. Now she'll tip it over the double block. Amazingly long rallies here to start things off. And finally an attack error for Blue Hill. Atwater was long on the swing. And it will be Kennesaw on the board by a score of 3-1. They will serve it away here. And back to fire to cross. It just clipped the net and went over there. And an outside attack by Atwater. Wastes no time in getting the point up for Blue Hill. 4-1, Bobcats. So the serve that clipped the net there from Kelly Mack gave Blue Hill a little easier opportunity to pass the volleyball. And Rachel Raymond will go back and serve it now for the Bobcats. Rachel serves it right down the middle to Burling. Here is the set by Mack. Going to go to the right side. It's tipped across there by Rebecca Uden. And here's Atwater again. They've went to her almost exclusively, and she gets another kill. Jordan Atwater, three kills already. And for Atwater on the season, she's averaging about 5.3 kills per game. And the serve by Raymond. Good start here early for Blue Hill. Back sets to the outside. Roll over there by Bitfield. Blue Hill's picked everything up so far. Atwater from the 10-foot line sends it deep. And out of bounds. Side out here for the Blue Devils. And Kennesaw will send back Rebecca Uden to serve the volleyball as they move from right to left. Three back defensively here on serve receive. Strong serve down the middle. Going to be picked up there by Caitlin Kumpke. Atwater goes middle this time and gets another kill. Jordan Atwater, the 5'9 senior, has started strong. Now, she does have a couple of errors, and that's how Kennesaw's on the board, but we'll have to see how Blue Hill handles things when Atwater's not in the front row. She has all four of their kills, and now a little soft serve that didn't quite get over the net that time for Courtney Allen. The freshman acted like she was going to come up with a big, powerful running serve and then just barely hit the ball, and it came up short for the service error. So Kennesaw's still looking for a point that they have kind of earned on their own, their first kill or first ace block. All three of their points are on Blue Hill errors. And here's a left-handed attack on the wing by Macy Coffey that's down and good. It's 7-3 Blue Hill, opening set best of five here of our consolation match in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament on KLIQ-FM. Hastings, Blue Hill, and, of course, Kennesaw. Back to serve it away now, Atwater. So she's in the back row, has a little mini jump serve. Makes a nice serve into the back corner there, picked up by Uden. And the attack in the middle is going to be down by Kennesaw. And Taylor Bitfield has the first kill here for the Blue Devils. 7-4, Blue Hill. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. You'll see the Blue Hill football team over at Kearney Catholic on Thursday night. That'll be on 98.9 FM, classic hit. Back to volleyball. Strong attack in the middle that rattles off the rafters by Macy Coffey, but Kennesaw's able to play it and get it over. Coffey comes to the outside again, and it's dug off that net, but cannot be returned over. Bitfield and Nilsson were there. Then they ended up hammering it back into their own net once they had dug it out, and give Coffey credit for that one. So it's either Macy Coffey or Jordan Atwater so far tonight. And back to serve, Laura Raymond. Overpass, it's right at the net. Free ball here. Set by the freshman in the middle, and the attack is going to be rattled off the tape. Overpassed again that time by Nilsson, still on Blue Hill's side. The attack blocked and cannot be put back over. Ace block up there by Kennesaw. Teaming up is Taylor Bitfield, and Kelly Mack got most of that one. Even though she's the shorter of the two, 8-5, Kennesaw still looking for a point on serve. As they fire that one across to April Fame in the libero, the outside attack is going to be down and good by Rachel Raymond. So Blue Hill showing that they have more than just Jordan Atwater, who got us started. But it's one and done here on the service since Caitlin Kumpke got a 3-0 start here for Blue Hill, 9-5. And it'll be Macy Coffey to serve it. Left-handed serve floats right into the middle. Going to be set to the right side. The attack down into the corner is dug out nicely by Feynman. Here comes the return. Picked up off that block by Kennesaw. Dumped across by the center back. Good save that time by Atwater, and it'll be knocked back over. Scramble forward. Here is Kennesaw on the left wing. The attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. 10-5, Blue Hill. And Coffey to try and get a little string going here now for the Bobcats on their home court. This one down the left side. Handled by Burling the Libero. Set close to the net. Mack's going to roll it over. That's Uden getting it to Mack. Back outside, Bobcats off the double block for the kill is going to be Caitlin Kumpke. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor here by Kennesaw, our first of the match. Your score in our consolation game here at the Twin Valley Conference Tournament first set, it is 11-5 Blue Hill, and we're back in a minute.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in for a facial, waxing, makeup, tanning, manicure, pedicure, or schedule a cut, color, or perm. Main Street Styles has also just added a new massage therapist. The girls at Main Street Styles wish Blue Hill and all area teams good luck. Located at 542 West Gage in Blue Hill. Call 756-2887. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in downtown Blue Hill.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're out of the Kennesaw timeout. Blue Hill on the serve, and we are back to action here at the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. Middle attack taken across by Rachel Raymond. Kennesaw has it. They go middle, slapped over by Nilsson. And Blue Hill will keep with it. They've been digging everything out. They go left side, and the kill is going to be registered by Caitlin Kunke. So 4 different players now on the board here, and that's 4 in a row for Blue Hill to go up by 7 at 12-5. And Macy Coffey still on that service line. Coffey floats it across there, picked up the back row by Pitfield, dumped across by Mack, and it's handled there by Blue Hill, and again, they swat it across, it's overpassed by Pitfield out of the back row, dumped across by Courtney Allen, the center, but it was a little too high, ball above the net, got a joust going on, and a lift is going to be called on Blue Hill. Raymond, Rachel went up, thought she was going to block it, and it didn't get over in time, so she was already on her way down, the ball came over, and she still tried to push at it, going to be called for the lift. And now a miss-hit jump serve on the other side here for Kennesaw. Nilsson will check out. The libero Burling will check back in. And Kennesaw still hasn't been able to pick a point on their serve, and we've made it through the rotation once. And here's a service error right back from Blue Hill. So we exchange the service errors, get it back over to Kennesaw. 13-7 Bobcats here on their home court. And back to serve it away is going to be Kelly Mack in the center. Strong pass at the net, so close to the net that Atwater tipped it, and then it was blocked back. Getting up there for the block was number 1, Cheyenne Bitfield, and number 11, Megan Blackford. And we'll give them credit for the tip back. 13-8, they finally pick up a point on serve, but that's all they'll get on a nice quick to the outside. Atwater terminates her 5th. Powerful best swing of the night from Atwater, and it is 14-8. Side out for Blue Hill. And back to serve away, Rachel Raymond. Raymond down the middle. She found a little seam and gets an ace. That's the 2nd ace now for Blue Hill. Chunky had one the first time she was back there, and now Raymond gets one the 2nd time she's back there, and Blue Hill has given themselves cushion now at 15-8. This one goes right at Burling. Makes the pass to Max. That's outside to Pitfield. That's Cheyenne. Cheyenne and Taylor both on the floor. Picked up by Blue Hill. They'll go with an outside attack. Jordan Atwater, who loves the left side of the net, and it's passed back over by Kennesaw. Now a middle attack going to be taken across by Lauren Ryman, and no problem for Kennesaw, but they do pass it across to a free ball here. This is set by Courtney Allen. Outside Atwater, she's taller than that double block, but a nice dig in the back row by Burling. Gets it back over. Sent across by the center, Allen, still alive. A lot of long rallies so far in this match. Blue Hill has to pass it over. A rare free ball coming over for Kennesaw. Macy Coffey sets middle, and the attack's a soft one by Megan Blackford and punched back over. So now we've kind of got into a little soft swing and tip, but that one is not soft. It's hammered across by Rebecca Uden, passed into the rafters. Blue Hill gets it out of there. Kennesaw has to try again. They go middle, tip across by Blackford. Too many tips here, and that's going to give Atwater another chance. Dug out in the back row by Taylor Bitfield. Here's another swing, and we continue on. Blue Hill, one more time, Atwater, finally terminates. 6th kill for Jordan Atwater. Long, long points that Kennesaw just hasn't been able to put away. They don't seem to have, at least yet, that big attack, that big swing. And the one that Uden did fire across, they dug out. So Raymond serves it across again. On the 10-foot line, it'll be smacked across there by Rebecca Uden. Blocked at the net by Kennesaw, the return, and an ace block for Megan Blackford. That's going to be her 2nd, and gets the ball back on the Blue Devil side. But it is 16-9 Blue Hill in the opening set. And Rebecca Uden will go back and serve it down the right sideline, tried to cut it near, and it's wide and out of bounds. That'll be service error number 2 on the Blue Devil. So just can't get anything going here in this first set. And the freshman center for Blue Hill, Courtney Allen, will serve. And a service error, she is 0-2 so far tonight. And, of course, you've got Courtney, the setter, and Christy, the coach. Might have to think about calming the freshman down or maybe sub in as this match moves along. But then a service error for Kennesaw. goes right back at him. So that's three straight service errors. Let's see if somebody can get one in play here with Jordan Atwater. 18-10 Blue Hill opening set. And Atwater serves. Strong cross court to Cheyenne Bitfield. Middle attack taken across, and it is dug out by Feynman. They have to get it out of the net. Can't do it. And the kill goes down for the Kennesaw Blue Devils and Cheyenne Bitfield. 18-11. She'll go back and serve it away now. She and Taylor have been right there, and another service error for Kennesaw. And it's not like their jump serves or strong serves. They've just flat out mishit a couple of them. That's three straight service errors for the Blue Devils. So Lauren Raymond will go back and serve. Up to cross there by the center in Kelly Mack. Picked up into the outside. Here comes a big swing down and good for Caitlin Kumpke of the Bobcats. 20-11, Blue Hill. Kennesaw still has a timeout, but may not be close enough to utilize it right now for Coach Cruz. We'll find out. He'd like to see his girls get the ball back. Here's one down the near side that's set back to the back row for Rebecca Uden. She puts it into the net, and now we will see that timeout. The timeout on the floor, it's Blue Hill 21, Kennesaw 11. We're back with more high school volleyball on the breeze after this.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. With the corn traits like AgriSure Viptara, herbicide-tolerant hybrids, NK soybeans, and a 9% cash discount until November 15th, Golden Harvest seed will help your bottom line for 2012. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah. Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here on The Breeze from Blue Hill High School. I want to thank Joel Morgan, the entire staff here, for their hospitality. The first rounds of the tournament were played on Saturday and got us to this final night tonight, consolation and championship. Still with the serve here will be Blue Hill. And back to serve it away again, Laura Raymond. They're up 21-11 in this first set. And let's see if they get a little more aggressive on the Kennesaw sideline, or if they can. Trying to set that one across was Caitlin Kumpke. It was returned right back there by Bitfield, and the left side attack by Macy Coffey. With that left hand, we'll get another termination here for Blue Hill, and they're 3 points away from the opening set, 22-11. Lauren Ryman keeps it going. Back row attack going to be set up there for Rebecca Uden. She drives it into the back row, picked up by Blue Hill, and at the net, a follow through into the net. It's a little close to the net. Kumpke went with a big swing and caught the net on the way down, but pretty good play so far here by Blue Hill in the first set. They've been very solid. Here's a serve by Kennesaw. This pass right back over the net, and it's going to be tipped once, tipped twice, back over to Blue Hill. Middle attack is deep and out of bounds. So Kennesaw picks up the point on the error, and serving it away again is Taylor Bitfield. Over pass, gets close to the net, and it's fortunate there for Macy Coffey. She went up and took it down with a left-hand swing and makes it 23-13. And now Coffey will go back and serve it away. Only 2 points on serve in this first set for Kennesaw. And Blue Hill clips the net. It falls over for the ace. One of those you can't do anything about. It took all the speed off of the ball and just fell straight down. And it is now game point for the Bobcats. And Macy Coffey lets it fly. Into the back row, picked up there by Cheyenne Bitfield. They'll set it to the outside. Uden got a good swing and gets the kill. First kill for Rebecca Uden. And a sign out here for Kennesaw. So they'll get to serve until this game is over, trailing 24-14. But Kayla Nilsson goes back to serve it away. And on game point, miss hit. It's been the story here of the first set. On the service there, it was a pretty easy win for Blue Hill in the opening game. Best of five in the consolation of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. Blue Hill 25 and Kennesaw 14. We will be back with the first set statistics in a minute on The Breeze.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Good to be back with you here on The Breeze, 94.5. Let's look at the numbers of the opening set for Kennesaw. Cheyenne Pitfield had one service point. Then we go down to Rebecca Uden, or one kill, excuse me, for Cheyenne. One kill for Rebecca Uden. Kelly Mack, a service point and an ace block. Megan Blackford, two ace blocks. Taylor Pitfield, a service point and a kill. Three kills was all Kennesaw managed. They did get three ace blocks, but no ace served. For Blue Hill, Macy Coffey, four service points. One was an ace, four kills. Rachel Raymond, three service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and a kill. Caitlin Kupke, three service points. One was an ace, three kills. Jordan Atwater, six kills, and Lauren Raymond, three service points. 14 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves. Blue Hill cruises in game one, 25-14 over Kennesaw in the 2011 consolation match. Best of five. We'll head on to the second set right after this on The Breeze.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the girls didn't waste any time getting our second set underway. Kennesaw gets a kill from Cheyenne Pitfield, and now Atwater, as we come back, just gets one for Blue Hill after a couple of very good digs, including one from their libero in April Payment. So it's 1-1, game two, and Kennesaw will tip it wide and out of bounds, and the ball will belong to Blue Hill, leading it 2-1 after taking the opening game 25-14. And it is Rachel Raymond to serve it away. Kennesaw now on the left side, overpass right above the net. It's dug out of the net. Good job there after the attack by Lauren Raymond, who couldn't quite get it straight down. Now Atwater will put it away. Boy, she has been very impressive so far. Over her average in the opening game, averages over five kills per game. And she's got her seventh, making her eighth now, of the match. And it's 3-1, game two for Blue Hill. First meeting of the year, they get to do it again next Thursday in a next Tuesday in a triangular at Axtell. Middle attack here will not clear the net for Kennesaw, and it's 4-1 Blue Hill. Blue Hill jumped out to that 5-1 lead in game one, and it stayed about that close until 10-5, and they went on a couple of mini runs, pulled away for a 25-14 win. And Raymond with the serve. Drives it across, pass close to the net. Max able to keep it out of there. Cheyenne Pitfield will set it across. Here's a quick in the middle for Blue Hill, and they'll drive it across with a good dig in the back row. Raymond got the attack, and it's dug out there by Kelly Mack outside for Atwater, and they just can't stop her. Jordan Atwater, when she's at the net, is too powerful and has too much ups, gets over the block most of the time. When she's off the net, she sees the floor very well and puts it about anywhere she wants. So Rachel Raymond is serving. That's four in a row, and Atwater is bumping the ball down. Serves across to Burley. Set to the right side and into the net. Going to be called on Kennesaw. The set was too close to the net there. And Mack and Butte and couldn't hook up. 6-1, Blue Hill, making it look easy right now. Kennesaw, as we said at the start, they just haven't really done anything to spark their offense here. Deep serve, it's in. The back line defense was way off of the out-of-bounds marker, and so they thought that when it went over their heads, it was going to be out, but that was not the case. And Rachel Raymond with her second ace of the night. It's 7-1 here to start the second set. Now goes very short and gets another one. Back-to-back aces of short serve work, and Kennesaw, with what should be a lot of volleyball to play, has to call a timeout here. Coach Cruz has got to figure out a way to get his girls going. It is 8-1 Blue Hill after they win the opener 25-14. We're back in a minute on the Breeze.
Where do you get more? Superstore. Islands. Superstore. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. With the corn traits like AgriSure Viptara, herbicide-tolerant hybrids, NK soybeans, and a 9% cash discount until November 15th, Golden Harvest seed will help your bottom line for 2012. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah. Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the timeout was served as a crossfire. Raven and Kennesaw right side attack here into the net. So it is 9-1 Blue Hill. Kennesaw just has not been able to get it going on this Monday night. Serve as a cross midfield gets the swing. And Blue Hill will get it to Atwater again over that double block. Dominating performance right now for Blue Hill. And I just haven't been able to figure out right now where Kennesaw can turn it around. They just don't have an answer for Atwater. And a strong serve is on the back line and in the third ace of this run for Rachel Raymond. 11-1 Blue Hill, and they won the opening set 25-14. And it's not like Kennesaw's a bad ball club, 13-10, but you know, you look at Blue Hill's record at 17-7, you go, well, they're a good team. Well, those seven losses have been to really good state-rated teams. Blue Hill's rated. That's why they're rated. They played some great competition. Outside attack, Atwater blocked up front. Good block that time, but it is dug out off the block of midfield and set back over. So even when Kennesaw makes a great play like that, they don't get the point. They'll set it outside, and there they'll put one away with Rebecca Uden. Just her second kill, and that finally snaps the 11-point run of the Bobcats, 11-2, and back to serve it away will be Uden. She'll fire it across to favor the libero. Here's the set by Allen. Left side attack going to be taken right down the line by Lauren Raymond and passed back over by the Blue Devils. Taylor Bitfield hasn't been able to get as involved as they had hoped. Left side attack driven back over Atwater. Now Bitfield gets a look, but a good dig in the back row by Blue Hill again. Do it by the libero and Feynman. So the ball is still alive. One more time. This time it's not coming back, and it is in. Officials had to double-check with the lines judge, and it is in for Taylor Bitfield, her second kill. I'll have to track down the volleyball. Don't forget the championship between Lawrence Nelson and Shelton is next here on the Breeze. Got some high school football coming your way later this week. Hastings St. Cecilia at Sutton on Thursday night. On the Breeze and Blue Hill at Kearney Catholic Thursday night on Classic Hits 98.9. As the serve by Uden is down in there for an ace. That's the first ace serve for Kennesaw. Maybe the Blue Devils get a little something going here. That's the first time that they've scored three in a row tonight. And Blue Hill problems getting it back over, and they make an error. You just never know about the momentum in volleyball. It's 11-1. Kennesaw can't get things going. All of a sudden, now they've got four in a row. And Uden fires it across. Here's a set. Allen in the middle. They'll go to Atwater. That usually ends the run, and it does again right here. Jordan with her 11th kill of the match, and it's 12-5, game two. So she had six kills in the opening game, already five here, and Courtney Allen will go back and serve it away for Blue Hill. Deep middle, handled that time by the libero Burling. Get it out to Bitfield. Her attack hits the back line. Taylor with her third kill. So here in this five-point spurt, Kennesaw has looked as good as they have all night. Let's see if they can keep it going as Megan Blackford will serve it away and into the net it goes. That was a problem in game one. In fact, midway through game one, they had five service errors in the second half of that opening game. And they only had three, six, seven chances, so five of them were errors. As it's served by Atwaters across midfield, returns it Atwater with the dig in the back row for Blue Hill. Stays at the 10-foot line, has to be passed across by Kumpke. Kennesaw goes middle, Bitfield blocked up front, ball at the net, she'll tip it over and get the kill. Nice job by Bitfield to hang with it. Fourth kill for Taylor, side out for Kennesaw. So after falling behind 11-1, Kennesaw has kind of turned the tables here a little bit. And a side out for Cheyenne Bitfield to serve. Good strong serve down the left side to Kumpke. They send it back to her. She's blocked up front. Nice dig by Atwater to be on it. Returned quickly by Kennesaw out of the middle and Nilsson, and it cannot be passed back across. Dug out, but the attack goes into the net. Nice job by Kennesaw. That was all spurred on by a great block in the middle of that point as Bitfield will serve it away. Cheyenne right on the back line. Atwater had to play it up to Kumpke. Blocked, and it is in. Blocked up front by Bitfield. Bitfield teaming up with Nilsson. And that was one thing that Kennesaw did do a little bit of in game one, throw up the block. Bitfield, very high, soft serve right into the middle, handled to the outside. Another error. Blue Hills made more errors in this run than they had the first set and a half. And the 10-point lead is down to three. Bitfield to serve. And Cheyenne. Right down the left side, good serve on the line, picked up by Kumpke, tipped across there by Macy Coffey, who's been quiet for a while. Bitfield takes it back over, pass close to the net, little joust. Bitfield trying to go quick, but it's dug out, and the set to Coffey way off the mark. She pushes it across, back to the middle. Kennesaw will terminate, send it right up here, and the kill is put down again by Taylor Bitfield, and we will see a timeout here by Blue Hill. What a turn of events. After being down 11-1, Kennesaw has cut it to 13-11. Game 2, Blue Hill won the opener 25-14, and we'll be back with more of the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament after this timeout on The Breeze.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, along with producer engineer Brad Bean, glad to be along here at Blue Hill High School for the final out of the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament. And Kennesaw, who had been almost left for knocked-out victim here before we even got to the third set, has crawled up off that canvas and are fighting back here, now down just 13-11 in game two. But quickly out of the timeout, Blue Hill goes middle, and Macy Coffey will get her fifth kill. Don't forget Monday Night Football tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. Pre-game at 7 o'clock, kickoff at 7:35. The Jets and the Dolphins battling tonight. Serve across by Lauren Raymond. Right side attack. Kennesaw is down by Taylor Bitfield. Boy, Taylor, of course, you got to get it to the attacker. You got to get it to your hitters, which means you got to pick up the serve. You got to pass it. But Bitfield has one kill in the first set. She got five here in the second. Now she'll go back and serve it away. 14-12 Blue Hill, who sends it back over quickly. Max sets middle. Nilsson takes it off the tip and gets her first kill. It's a one-point ball game in short order. These two teams have went on long runs to start the first half of game number two. And Taylor Bitfield to serve again for the tie. Set in the middle. It'll be rolled over by Kumpke. The dig is made by Burling. Stays in the back row. Bitfield takes a swing on it but can't get it over. Into the net it goes. Point Blue Hill, 15-13 Bobcats after they were up 11-1. And Blue Hill did win the opening game, 25-14. And now serving it away, Macy Coffey. Coffey floats it into the middle, pass a little bit off the mark. It has to be bumped across, so it will be by Michaela Nilsson. Opportunity here for Kumpke, goes on the near side, but hit it too deep and out of bounds. Side out, Blue Hill. We mentioned for Kennesaw, we mentioned Blue Hill has made a few more errors here, which obviously has helped Kennesaw. and it got them on this run here. And they're going to leave Burling in to serve it away, chance to tie. Picked up there by Coffey, set middle. The attack is driven across strongly by Raymond. Then it goes into the rafters, and they can't get it out of the rafters, and down to the floor it goes. And Rachel will have her second kill of the night. Back to serve it away is Caitlin Kumpke. As we start our second rotation here in the second set, middle attack tipped over by Uden. Here's the set by Courtney Allen. Atwater's back in the front row, but makes an error, goes into the net, and right back over to Kennesaw. Rebecca Uden will serve it away. Just a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from tonight, sub-districts begin in classes C and D. Here's a long serve that's going to be deep and out of bounds by Kennesaw. Back over to Blue Hill. Of course, these teams don't have to worry about meeting in the postseason, but they do meet next Tuesday. Blue Hill C2 going to have their hands full. And D1 for Kennesaw. Strong serve almost passed into the net. Good job of running it down by Mack, and they do get it over with Bitfield. Swatted back by Atwater. Soft one, so Kennesaw sets it right side for Cheyenne Bitfield. Off the tip, dig made by Coffey. Here's one for Atwater. She takes a little roll, and that will allow Kennesaw to pick it up. And a double hit going to be called on the Kennesaw center. That's the first one of the night. And Blue Hill is backed up by three. Rachel Raymond on the line. She's had 10 straight serves when she was back there the first time, and that got them up to an 11-1 lead. Nothing fancy, but Kennesaw picks it up, and their swing is deep and out of bounds. So just the way the rotation matches up, it works when Raymond is back there, and Coach Cruz sees it, and he is going to call his second timeout. Blue Hill won the opener 25-14, and in game two of our consolation match of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament, Blue Hill 19 and Kennesaw 15. We're back with more from Blue Hill after this on The Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're rolling along on a Monday night. Glad you're with us here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ FM. Arnie, Hastings, Shelton, and Lawrence as the serve is across here by Blue Hill. They've got the lead. They go to the right side. The tip is around the double block, but it is also out of bounds for Rebecca Uden. And another error, and it'll be point number 20 for Blue Hill. And Rachel Raymond just stays at that service line, now 20-15. It was 11-1, cut it to 1 point, did Kennesaw, but couldn't get any closer. And now in the net going to be called on Blue Hill, so that will end the run for the moment. And get Kennesaw the ball back, which they need at this point. And Rebecca Uden will serve it away. Kelly Mack was back there last time, I think I told you. So Uden serves 20-16. And the outside attack put away quickly by Blue Hill and Lauren Raymond. We had a lot of long rallies early on in this match. Those have subsided a little bit here, which has helped Kennesaw get some points on the board. Courtney Allen to serve now for Blue Hill. 4 points away from a 2-0 lead in the best of five. Kennesaw will set to the outside. Bitfield off the back foot. Found a way to get it down. Taylor with her seventh kill. And it is 21-17. And back to serve it away will be Megan Blackburn. And for Taylor Bitfield, she leads this team with 248 kills. Rebecca Uden, 177. But Uden just has a couple so far tonight. And it's rolled over by Macy Coffey. And out of the back row, they didn't know what to do with it and ended up punching it into the net. So an attack error there for Blue Hill. Gets it right back over to Kennesaw and Jordan Atwater, who has been the story so far tonight with 11 kills. Atwater's serve pretty deep, but it is in and playable by Cheyenne Bitfield. Middle attack by Taylor. Going to be dug out there by Feynman. Right side attack with the left hand, Macy Coffey. Good dig out of the back row by Mack and set back over. Now we've got a rally going to the outside. Kumpke, but she's deep. They're looking for a tip. It's out of bounds. And a point for Kennesaw, but they've got to finish their comeback right here. They're running out of time as Cheyenne Bitfield will serve. Had four in a row last time. She does that here. We'll be tied up 22-18. And Kumpke has to set it across, so a free ball here. Max sets middle. Taylor Bitfield over the double block. Dig is made, but it goes off the rafter, and they will get it back. Chance here, though, as Blue Hill tries to get back defensively, and then in the net called on the Bobcats. Bitfield went for the tip, and Blue Hill just really got their hand stuck in the net. Point four, Kennesaw. Cut it to three. 22-19. It was 11-1 Blue Hill in this set. If you just joined us, Blue Hill won the first set 25-14. Pushed across by Feynman. Kennesaw sets. And for the 10-foot line, Taylor Bitfield has to knock it across with the left hand. Copy, with that being her strong hand, goes left hand and right down the line for the kill. Number six for Macy Copy. 23-19 Blue Hill. 2 points away here. Lauren Raymond to serve. Deep serve, didn't quite know what to do with it. They do play it out of the rafters, though, and they will get it back across. Free ball here for Blue Hill. Set to Copy on the outside. Blocked up front. Blocked there by Nilsson, and it will be put back into the net. Oh, they had a chance. It went out of bounds, passed it back in. Give Nilsson credit for that block. We'll put that down as an ace because Blue Hill never did control it. And it comes back over to Taylor Bitfield. 23-20 Blue Hill. Kennesaw with the serve. Strong serve over to Feynman. Quick swing by Coffey, and they call it in. Hit it in by just a couple of inches. Boy, Macy Coffey, the pass was too strong, and so she didn't mess around by setting it up for anybody. She just hammered it down, and it's game point Blue Hill, and Macy Coffey is back to serve it away 24-20. And across it comes to Cheyenne Bitfield in the back row. Taylor Bitfield's got a good attack on it. Copy with the dig, set to the outside. Kumpke's attack is going to be dug out. Can they pass it back over to the outside? Yes, and Uden will get the kill. Rebecca Uden, just her third kill of the night, but it keeps Kennesaw alive here in the second set. And it'll be Bree Burling to serve it away. Still game point Blue Hill. Burling serve, deep middle to Feynman. Has to be run down by the center, Allen, and from the 10-foot line, just back across by Kumpke. Now here's Uden. Near side kill. Kennesaw down by two. Uden stepping up. There is still a timeout for Blue Hill, and so they're going to use it right here. 24-22. We'll be right back on the breeze.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in for a facial, waxing, makeup, tanning, manicure, pedicure, or schedule a cut, color, or perm. Main Street Styles has also just added a new massage therapist. The girls at Main Street Styles wish Blue Hill and all area teams good luck. Located at 542 West Gage in Blue Hill. Call 756-2887. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in downtown Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hold our producer engineer Brad Bean. Doug Duda back with you here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament. Championship matches tonight, Shelton and Lawrence Nelson. When this is over, 7:30 or 20 minutes after the conclusion of the consolation, it's still game point for Blue Hill, but Kennesaw's got two in a row. Bree Burling to serve. It's 24-22, Blue Hill. And both teams are out of timeout. Serve over to Feynman. Set Allen close to the net. It's overset. Joust at the net. And it's going to be set out by Kennesaw. Give credit for the point to Megan Blackford up there with the center, Kelly Mack. And the fourth game point now for Blue Hill, 24-23. Kennesaw needs one more. Burling gets it across, set to the outside. Kumpke, big swing, and it is called in on the back line. A couple of kills in this run here for Blue Hill. Their 24th and 25th points were barely in, and it is good enough, though, for Blue Hill to take game two, 25-23, and give credit to Kennesaw. Maybe they finally found a way to get back into it here, because Blue Hill won the opening set 25-14 and jumped out 11-1 in game two. Kennesaw cut it to one on a couple of occasions, but never could tie it. And it's 2-0, Blue Hill. We'll take a look at the numbers right after this.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. With the corn traits like AgriSure Viptara, herbicide-tolerant hybrids, NK soybeans, and a 9% cash discount until November 15th, Golden Harvest seed will help your bottom line for 2012. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah. Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
And we're back here at Blue Hill. Let's take a look at the numbers in the set number two for Kennesaw. Cheyenne Pitfield, 5 service points, 1 kill. Bree Burling, 2 service points. Rebecca Uden, 3 service points. One was an ace, 3 kills. Kelly Mack had a service point. Megan Blackford had a kill. Taylor Pitfield had a service point and 6 kills. And Michaela Nilsson had 1 kill. Much better second set there for Kennesaw. 12 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve. For Blue Hill, Macy Coffey, 3 kills. Rachel Raymond had 13 service points, 3 of them aces, 1 kill. Caitlin Kumpke, 1 kill. Jordan Atwater, 5 kills, and those were all early in the set. Lauren Raymond, 1 kill. 11 kills, no ace blocks, 3 ace serves. Blue Hill holds on to take game 2, 25-23 after winning the opener, 25-14. We'll head to the third set here as Blue Hill goes for the sweep on their home court in the consolation game of the 2011 tournament. Blue Hill was the runner-up last year. Lawrence Nelson, the defending champion, takes on Shelton in our finals here tonight as well on the Breeze. And we'll head into the third set after this quick break here on KLIQ.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Blue Hill will serve it away to start game 3. In the middle attack by Pitfield is going to go over to Blackford, and Blackford is going to have the error, and Blue Hill is on the board first here. 1-0 with Caitlin Kumpke back to serve it away. Looking for a 2-0 start here. Takes it at Taylor Pitfield in the back row. Passed across. Free ball here. Allen sets to the outside for Atwater, who terminates. She has got off to quick starts in all three sets. That is her match high, 12 kills, 7 for Coffey. For Kennesaw, they are led by Taylor Pitfield with 7. And, of course, far and away, the service leader is Rachel Raymond. She already has 16 points from the line for Blue Hill. Middle attack here by Uden. Overpass that time by Coffey. Trying to be sent right back by Kelly Mack, but it is picked up by Blue Hill and passed across. Now Mack will set to the outside. Uden close to the net, has to tip it over. Dig made by Coffey. Back set to the middle and tipped across there by Rachel Raymond. A lot of quick play at the net. Passed into the net. Good dig out of the net by Allen. Back over to Kennesaw. Here comes Uden over the double block and in. Rebecca Uden with her 5th kill. And Kennesaw's on the board here in game number 3. Back to serve it away will be the setter, Kelly Mack. They run her around a little bit tonight as Mack sends it down the middle to Coffey. That pass went over the net, and it's going to be tipped around and down by Kennesaw. Give the point to number 11, Megan Blackford, as Blue Hill got that again too close to the net. So Mack will serve it away, and that time it's going to be wide and out of bounds. Kennesaw did a much better job of serving the ball in the second set than they did in the first set. They had 5 errors in the first set, 2 in the second. And back to serve it away now for the Bobcats. Here she is, Rachel Raymond. And she'll fire that. Has a little bit of a curve on it, but it's picked up in the back row by Burley the libero. Taylor Pitfield goes back row attack and is deep. Point Blue Hill. That makes it 4-2. And Raymond, that is her 17th service point. And we're just underway in the third set. This may be 18 if they don't dig it out of the net. Well, they do. Good hustle there by Mack to keep the point alive. Allen sets outside. Here comes Atwater over the single block and absolutely knocks the air out of that one. Atwater with her 13th kill. 5-2. Blue Hill, they have been solid with this combination. Raymond with the serving and Atwater. Looks like an all-stater here so far tonight. Serves across, picked up there by Kennesaw, pushed back over. after the Uten dig. Middle attack tipped over by Raymond. Good save that time by Cheyenne Bitfield. And Blue Hill will have to try again. Atwater, big swing, blocked. It's right above the net. Little joust back over to Kennesaw, and then they have the error. Again, after they saved the point, tried to do too much with it, and made the error. Coach Cruz just wants to find a way for his girls to get Raymond off that service line. 6-2. Strong serve down the middle again, picked up by Burling. Set outside, Cheyenne Bitfield rolls it across, dig by Kumpke. Middle attack by Raymond. It's going to be a tip that time. Picked up by Mack, then blocked by Atwater, rolled across again by Mack. Now Atwater on the swing, goes on the angle attack that Bitfield keeps alive, and it's set back across. So another long rally on this point. Atwater tries to end it, and it went out of bounds. It hit the tape, hit the net, and came all the way to the other side and went out of bounds. So Kennesaw will get the ball back. And on the side out, serving it away will be Rebecca Uden. Uden close to the net. Here's a middle attack that's going to be into the net. I'm not sure Kennesaw blocked it. If they did, it was Megan Blackford. And she didn't have to do a whole lot if she did get a finger on it. And the serve across by Rebecca Uden. Trying to get it right back to a tie ball game here. Raymond takes it across. Lauren. Set to the outside for Kennesaw. Here's the attack center of the field, and she'll drive it down for her first of game three. Kennesaw with three in a row, cuts it to 6-5. Blue Hill won the first two sets, 25-14, 25-23. And we're in the third set of the best of five, trying to sweep it out. Kennesaw trying to extend the match as it's passed into the net. Overpass, that'll go down as an ace to tie it up. So Rebecca Uden with her second ace. She's the only Blue Devil to register an ace so far tonight. And now he gets ready to serve it away, but into the net it goes. So after the ace, you get the error, and Blue Hill maintains the lead, 7-6. And it'll be Courtney Allen to serve it away. Again, Blue Hill 17-7, ranked 6th in C2 by Nebraska Volleyball. Check that out online. They're 9th at the Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star. Kennesaw 13-10, and wide open. Little dunk shot there by Taylor Bitfield. Got the Blue Hill out of position for a rare time tonight. And side out here for Megan Blackford to serve. Blackford goes very deep. It's too deep and out of bounds. So three service errors already here in the third game for Kennesaw. And Blue Hill up 8-7. And Jordan Atwater to serve it away. Atwater takes a run at it. Fires it down the middle. Picked up by Burling. Set to the outside. But passed across by Nilsson. And Blue Hill will go to the right side, short side. Toffee blocked up front by Nilsson. Right back to Blue Hill. This time they'll go middle and drive it around the single block for the kill. Lauren Raymond. 9-7 Blue Hill. Atwater, surprisingly enough, that's the first point that they have scored on her serve. And Atwater will roll that just over the top of the tape. Picked up there by Cheyenne Bitfield in the middle. Taylor Bitfield drops it across April Fateman with the ding. Outside attack, down and good by Blue Hill's Caitlin Kumpke. That'll be her fifth. And it's now 10-7, so some mini runs being exchanged here by the two teams in set three. Not a lot of substituting by either team. They are pretty senior dominated on both sides. Serve across, passed off the net. Problems here for Blue Hill. They'll get it and pass it over. Free ball outside Kumpke. Angle attack going way down to make the dig. It's going to be Uten, and then it's jumped across by Mack. Good job by Kennesaw to pick up the kill after a great dig in the back row by Rebecca Uden. Now Cheyenne Bitfield turn to serve it away, but out of bounds. The last three times Kennesaw served, it's been out. Already four errors in this game, and that's 11 in the match. Almost returned by Blue Hill there. Might have been deep, but they went ahead and played it. And it's back on the Blue Hill side of things. Dukumke, she'll drive an angle. Dug out by Uden. Back sets middle. Taylor Bitfield from off the net. They're going to say it was touched. And so they'll get the point. Kennesaw off the deflection. Mikhail Nilsson. So that'll make it 11-9. And Taylor Bitfield to serve. But into the net. Oh, my. That'll make a coach pull his hair out. That is five errors, five of the 12 points here by Blue Hill in the third set have been on service errors at Kennesaw. And they're not returning the favor. No errors yet for Blue Hill. Uten, middle attack, dug out in the back row by Atwater, set outside. Kumpke, standing spike down and good. It deflected off the block, and got the back row tied up, and a lift was called. Sixth kill for Gumke, and it's 13-9 Blue Hill going for the sweep here. Macy Coffee looking for that third-place trophy. And depending on how that final goes, I mean, they went five sets with Shelton, and Shelton swept Lawrence Nelson earlier this year. Maybe that was the championship. We'll see. Lawrence Nelson and Shelton next. They'll attack Nelson off the single block. Down and good. Kennesaw point. There's the third kill for Nelson. Kennesaw hanging in there. Again, Blue Hill pulled away to win game one, 25-14. Jumped out to a 11-1 lead in game two. Kennesaw cut it to one, but never could take the lead, and now Blue Hill passes it out of bounds, and it's 13-11. On the serve is Bree Burling. Trying to cut it to one here midway through game three. Passed into the net by Atwater, and again, Allen does a good job of digging that ball out of the net. Across it comes Uden on the attack. Got it down. Rebecca Uden with her sixth kill. It's a one-point game again. Three on one side, then three on the other. And Burling with a chance to tie it here. 13-12 Blue Hill. Kennesaw serve. Deep middle to Payment. Good pass up to Allen. Middle attack is going to be off the single block. And handled there by the Blue Devils. Uden, near side attack, overpass, over her head and down. The libero kill for April Famous. It was such a good attack by Uden, and it came shooting right back to her, and it floated over her head. She couldn't get to it. Had a side out here for Kumpke to serve it away. It's this time by Uden works. Kennesaw gets it right back. Uden with her seventh kill, nine for Bitfield. Kennesaw, who couldn't put away a point the first set and a half, now playing more like the team we expected to see. Strong serve, again passed into the net. Boy, they're asking a lot of their setter, Allen, but she gets it out of there again. Pass right back to the Blue Devils. And now on to the middle path, Mackey's able to get it over. Close to the net, Atwater has to tip it down, goes way up, and does tip it down. Jordan with her 14th kill. So every time Kennesaw gets close, that's when Blue Hill scores. Is it already Rachel Raymond's turn to serve again? I guess so. She gets it in, and finally they get her off the line without a long run. That's the first time tonight that she hasn't put on a pretty decent run. Right side attack, driven home by Rebecca Uden. She's got four of her eight kills in this game, trying to keep Kennesaw alive. They're down 2-0, but a serve into the net. They seem to just serve it too quick. The whistle blows, and it's like a quick golf swing or a quick tennis swing. They just short toss, bam. There isn't a lot of jump serves or running serves, and they just haven't been able to find the groove tonight. And Blue Hill keeps the lead 16-14 with Courtney Allen to serve. Outside, Bitfield tips it across at Allen, and Atwater still gets a roll across there as Coffey fed it to her. Kennesaw will get it to Bitfield, left side, block. She digs the block. It's above the net. Swatting at it. We've got a little joust going. Good save that time by Mack. Back over to Blue Hill. Atwater on the attack. Down and good. 15 kills for Jordan Atwater. 17-14 Blue Hill. Neither team has called a timeout here in this third set. Courtney Allen with her first point from the service line. Takes that run at it again. Puts it right down the middle. Pass close to the net. Mack had to tip it across. Free chance here. Allen sets middle. Coffee on the attack. Down and good. And timeout on the floor by Kennesaw. So Blue Hill has reestablished a little bit of a cushion. They're up two games to none, and Blue Hill leads Kennesaw 18-14 to the third set. You're listening to the Twin Valley Conference Tournament on the Breeze.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back with you here on The Breeze. FlatRiverPreps.com is the service across by Blue Hill, and Kennesaw will put it away quickly with Taylor Bitfield coming out of the timeout. It is Blue Hill 18, Kennesaw 15. Blue Hill's up two games to none, 25-14, 25-23. And for the first time, Kennesaw will go to the bench and bring in Rachel Steiner, a 5'5 sophomore, to serve. Saw Coach Cruz go talk to her earlier in the set. Getting her ready to serve. That's some confusion on the Blue Hill side. Opened up a little too late, and the ball falls to the floor. How about an ace serve to help negate all these service errors right now for Kennesaw? Steiner again takes it a copy. Here's the set outside. Oh, they're going to move this time. Jordan Atwater to the right side. Everything's been from the left, and she'll take it across. Bitfield on the swing off the block, and now Atwater's on the left side to take it across. Juden with the dig. Middle four, Bitfield, and four hits going to be called. Didn't get it over. Point Blue hit. And after doing her job, Steiner is out. And Libero Burling is back in. And Atwater will serve it away. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors allowing us to be here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Blue Hill, and Kennesaw. Another point picked up by Bitfield. Her 11th kill. 19-17. Kennesaw trying to hang in there. And ready to serve it away, Cheyenne Bitfield. Over to Feynman. Set made middle. Here's Coffey. Blocked up there by Bitfield. Tipped over by Kumke. Scramble for it. Bitfield gets a swing. Bitfield gets the kill. The fifth kill of this game. The 12th of the match for Taylor Bitfield. And again, it's a one-point game. And Kennesaw finally tied up. And we're going to get a timeout, it looks like, by Blue Hill. So Coach Christy Allen says, let's take a break here with your score. Blue Hill 19, Kennesaw 18. The Blue Devils will serve to tie up set three when we come back on The Breeze.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I want to thank Joel and Scott and all the folks here at Blue Hill for their hospitality. Will we be done in a sweep, or will we be moving on to a fourth set? 19-18 Blue Hill. And when we are done, it's the Vaughn's Printer postgame show. We'll run down the final stats for you and then get you ready for the championship match between Shelton and the defending champs, Lawrence Nelson. But Shelton beat Lawrence Nelson 3-0 earlier this year. And on the serve is Cheyenne Bitfield, a chance to tie it for Kennesaw. Allen set middle, copy attack down and good. Macy with her 9th kill, 20-18. Blue Hill, each team does have a timeout remaining, so expect to see at least one of those used here, depending on who gets the momentum going. And a service error for Blue Hill. Wow, when's the last time we saw one of those? We haven't had a service error since Kennesaw's 10th point of the first game. Now Taylor Bitfield with the serve over pass. It hits the net. It's rolled across the net there by Coffey. Good job to dig it out and pass it over by the Blue Devils. Here's Allen. Set to Coffey. Coffey down and good. They start to find Macy Coffey and get her involved again. Her 10th kill. And when Atwater gets back in the front row, you get just as powerful of an attacker, and now Coffey will go back and serve. 21-19 Blue Hill, trying to get another win on their home court. Stays in the back row, has to be passed across by Uden. Makes a good deep pass here, but a good pass by Feynman. They get it up to Kumke. Her attack is tipped, and it's down and good. And another timeout by Kennesaw. Off the Kumke kill, Caitlin has 7. So it's now or never for Kennesaw. Blue Hill 22, Kennesaw 19, and we'll be right back on The Breeze.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
back at the service line is Macy Coffee here for Blue Hill. 22-19 Bobcats, 3 points away from the victory, up 2 games to none over Kennesaw. Blue Devils have been battling ever since they were down 11-1 in game two. The serve clips the net. It is passed up into the rafters, trying to get out of the way. They will get it over, and now that will leave Blue Hill to scramble. But they get a good set out to Kempke, and she'll finish. Boy, what a job by the freshman Courtney Allen to run that down. She's done very fine tonight for her Bobcats, and Macy Coffey will serve it away again. They've got to track down the volleyball, which got knocked into the stage and down the stairs, looking for a hot dog, I think. 23-19, Blue Hill. Kennesaw has fought back the last couple of sets. They got to do it one more time, and the serve is not handled well in the back row, and it's going to be an ace. And it is match point for Macy Coffey and her Blue Hill Bobcats. So they've scored 4 in a row to take it out to 24-19. Match point for Coffey. Macy's swing just got across. It's passed over. Might be out of bounds. It is out of bounds. And an ace serve to finish things off here for Blue Hill. So Blue Hill scores the final 5 points to win it 25-19 and win it in straight sets over Kennesaw 25-14, 25-23, and 25-19. Kennesaw falls to 13-11. State-rated Blue Hill moves to 18-7 on the season and takes third place in the 2011 Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament. We will be back with all of the final stats and get you ready for the championship match on the Vaughn Printers postgame show right after this timeout.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in for a facial, waxing, makeup, tanning, manicure, pedicure, or schedule a cut, color, or perm. Main Street Styles has also just added a new massage therapist. The girls at Main Street Styles wish Blue Hill and all area teams good luck. Located at 542 West Gage in Blue Hill. Call 756-2887. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in downtown Blue Hill.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as we get you ready for postseason action and, of course, the state tournament. A lot of good volleyball teams in the area. And it's time now for the Bonds Printer postgame show, your full-service printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. In that third set for Kennesaw, Cheyenne Bitfield, 1 service point. Bree Burling had 2 service points. Rebecca Uden, 3 service points. 1 was an ace and 4 kills. Kelly Mack had a service point and a kill. Rachel Steiner had an ace serve. Megan Blackbird had a kill. Taylor Bitfield had 5 kills. And Michaela Nielsen had 2 kills. 13 kills, no ace blocks, and 2 ace serves for Kennesaw. For Blue Hill in the final set, Macy Coffey had 5 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had 3 kills. Courtney Allen, 2 service points. Rachel Raymond had 3 service points. Caitlin Kumpke, 2 service points. And she also had 4 kills. Jordan Atwater, 2 service points and 4 kills. Lauren Raymond had 1 kill. And April Feynman, the libero, passed one back over that fell to the floor for a kill. So for Blue Hill, I had them for 13 kills, no ace blocks, and they picked up 2 ace serves in that game to win it 25-19. So Kennesaw played better as the night moved on, but Blue Hill always got out to the lead, and Kennesaw was always playing catch-up. Let's take a look at the cumulative stats. We'll do that after this on the Vaughn Printer postgame show.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest seed dealer, to get the products that will yield profits for you. With the corn traits like AgriSure Viptara, herbicide-tolerant hybrids, NK soybeans, and a 9% cash discount until November 15th, Golden Harvest seed will help your bottom line for 2012. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah. Brent Woodman, your Golden Harvest seed dealer.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to our post-game show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers in Hastings. Here are the cumulative numbers that I had for tonight's consolation match. For Kennesaw, Cheyenne Bitfield ends up with 6 service points, tied for the team lead, 2 kills. Bree Burling had 4 service points as the libero. Rebecca Uden tied for the team high in serving with 6 points. 2 of those were aces. She had 8 kills. Kelly Mack, 3 service points, 1 kill. Rachel Steiner had an ace serve. Megan Blackford had 2 ace blocks and 2 kills. Taylor Bitfield, 2 service points, an ace block, and a team high 12 kills. And Michaela Nilsson had an ace block and 3 kills. 28 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves for Kennesaw. They will fall to 13-11 on the season. And up next for Kennesaw, they will be playing in their next match tomorrow night against Shelton. They will be at home, Shelton at Kennesaw, in a best-of-5 duel. That is tomorrow night, and they wrap up the season by playing Blue Hill again in a triangular over at Axtell. For Blue Hill, Macy Coffey had 9 service points, 3 of them aces and 10 kills. Courtney Allen, 2 service points. Rachel Raymond, by far and away, led everyone from the service line with 19 points. 4 of them were aces, 2 kills. Caitlin Kepke, 5 service points. 1 was an ace, 8 kills. Jordan Atwater, 2 service points and a match-high 15 kills. Lauren Raymond, 3 service points, 2 kills, and April Feynman, 1 kill. For Blue Hill tonight, I had them for 38 kills, 1 ace block, and 8 ace serves as Blue Hill improves to 18-7 on the season with a 25-14, 25-23, 25-19 win over the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils. Up next for Blue Hill, they will be, as we said, all they've got left is that triangular next Tuesday over at Axtell, where they will see Kennesaw and Axtell. Axtell has been a state-rated team in D2. So that is a look at what has happened here tonight. And when we come back, we'll take a break for about 15 minutes. Our championship match at 7:30 tonight, featuring Lawrence Nelson, who has played their best volleyball over the last month, and Shelton. So all of that is coming up here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. You have been listening to the Vaughn Printers postgame show, your full-service printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. For our producer-engineer, Brad Beam, I'm Doug Dittesay. Keep it here for the Twin Valley Conference Championship at the bottom of the hour on the Breeze.